Headed to the high courts, I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The federal health restriction on immigrants at the U.S. southern border as a federal appeals court refuses to stop its scheduled end next week.
The D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals ruling means the Trump-era Title 42 policy, which allows the expulsion of migrants at the U.S.-Mexico border, will end December 21st. While DHS estimates arrivals could rise to 14,000 daily, the White House says the lifting of Title 42 does not mean the border is open, and that anyone who suggests otherwise is, quote, doing the work of smugglers. But New York Republican Congresswoman Claudia Tenney tells Fox News at night the president doesn't see what's happening.
If he'd go to the border, he could see what the Border Patrol agents are going through.
Meanwhile, GOP officials in 19 states say they are ready to take the fight over Title 42 to the Supreme Court.
Fox's Sean Lanchel. Five people have been shot in Memphis, Tennessee.
They're all listed in critical condition. We have learned their identities only as three females and two males.
Reporter Lakia Scott of Fox 13 in Memphis. Police say the shooting resulted from a domestic disturbance. Earlier, a tragic outcome from a shooting outside a Chicago high school.
Two deceased persons and two other people struck by gunfire right now in serious condition being treated.
Chicago's police superintendent David Brown says the two people killed were both high school students. The blizzard that buried some parts of the northern plains under as much as 4 feet of snow this week has finally ended. There is the potential for another big storm that could disrupt holiday travel next week.
Snow is going to break out first in the northern Rockies on Wednesday and then overspread the central U.S. thereafter. Then what will take place is it will start its progression eastward, tapping into lots of moisture from the Gulf of Mexico. And that will help to aid in the intense snow that we are expecting to break out all across the eastern half of the country.
Meteorologist Kendall Smith of Fox Weather. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Twitter owner Elon Musk has decided to end the suspensions of several journalists he'd announced on Thursday.
Musk was facing backlash from the world over after he suspended from Twitter several journalists. The EU even threatened him with sanctions. Musk had accused the reporters of sharing private information about his whereabouts, which he described as basically assassination coordinates, but he didn't give any evidence for that. Now accounts for reporters from the New York Times, the Washington Post, and several others have been restored. Musk had conducted a survey on Twitter asking users if those accounts should be allowed. He tweeted late Friday, "The people have spoken. Accounts who doxed my location will have their suspension lifted now." Jill Nato, Fox News.
Citing concerns over national security, the Department of Commerce is adding three dozen Chinese companies to an export controls blacklist. It's an effort to prevent China from acquiring advanced U.S. technologies. In Malaysia, 21 bodies have been pulled from the mud and debris of a landslide that buried a campground on Friday. A dozen campers are still missing. Wreath-laying ceremonies are being held today to remember fallen U.S. service members.
Thousands of volunteers will lay wreaths on the graves of each veteran at Arlington National Cemetery and other national cemeteries as part of the Wreaths Across America program. This year, there's an extra layer of honor. In December 2021, volunteers in Uvalde, Texas, laid wreaths on the graves of veterans buried at Hillcrest Cemetery. But the Uvalde project was put on hold this year after the May school shooting at Robb Elementary that took the lives of 19 students and two teachers. So volunteers from Alton, Illinois, stepped in to make sure there were enough wreaths to not only honor their local veterans, but those buried in Uvalde, too. And they'll lay those wreaths today, National Wreaths Across America Day.
Fox's Tonya J. Powers, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.